Hey guys, I want to take a minute to tell you about my guys over at Shinesty. Those dudes have one mission and one mission only, and that's to help you look fucking good. They can even help someone like Phil out. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill randos with jealousy or make you look like a sexual Greek god or goddess. So whether you're searching for retro gear, signature knockout threads, or simply something that makes you look like you got your shit together, even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing at Shinesty.com. That's Shinesty.com. And when you go to the promo code, go to Loud69. It'll give you 15% off your next order. Shinesty, you may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Loud and Obnoxious, episode 24, we think. And guess what? It's Super Bowl, and nobody's quit the podcast. We made it, boys! A full season!
Woo!
Yes, sir! In addition to the normal team, we have some guests this week. Our founder, BVD, obviously the Eagles fan. I want to introduce him to everybody. How are we this evening, BVD?
Doing good, doing good. I thought I was already a part of the podcast team, but... Guess I'm making my second guest appearance.
Yeah, you act like he's never been here
but,
before.
But, you know, I'm doing great. Got my boys in the fight this weekend, and so, yeah.
You do have a little bit more swagger than you did. You weren't as optimistic or at least happy as you were 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Nope.
But, yes, you're always invited on the podcast, so we won't even say guest anymore. BVD's back, so when you don't hear... We'll just start saying BVD's not here when he's not here. But in addition to BVD, we have another Hash Sports, I guess, of fame. Zulo, our correspondent, our Patriots fan. How are we this evening, Zulo?
What's going on, boys? Long time listener, first time guest. I'm just happy to be here.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's a great way to start, I guess, Super Bowl week for the Hash Sports team with a beer and a nice podcast. So we appreciate you joining us all the way from Charlotte. And, you know, for those that don't know Zulo, he's tell them a little bit about yourself, Bo.
You know, five-star athlete in high school, would have gone D1, had a shoulder injury, still kind of muscled through. Now I'm a thriving young adult in the city of Charlotte. Me and Ben, he had the pleasure of living with me for 4 years. The displeasure being the Eagles fan because, I mean, let's just get real. It's kind of pathetic. You know, he's all happy now. But, I mean, in about 4 days' time, we'll put them to bed and they won't be heard from for another 15 to 17 years. So I'm happy for Ben because I think every fan of a team deserves this week. The week leading up to it where they can be happy.
Oh, it's the best week ever.
And we're all equal.
He's wearing his Philly shirt. For those that don't know, go to the website shop.hashsports.com. Yep. It's got a picture of Napoleon Dynamite looking head ass, Nick Foles with the Philly. It's witty if you're a Philly guy, but for a Cowboys fan, I just can't get behind it at all. So I'll side with you this evening, but I do want to let y'all duke it out. By the way,
these shirts are selling hot right now, so get them before they sell out. Use the code Philly at checkout. You get 15% off, so go check those out.
Yep.
Hot deals.
Those shirts will be irrelevant by Monday morning, so get them while they're hot.
Before they go to Africa to the little kids dancing.
True.
Well, you know, I think you may have heard it. We have PC Pierce over there on the ones and twos. How
Whoa, Skip.
I'm here to keep us in line.
I'm doing great, Skip. And it's really here to keep you in line. Somebody's got to police you.
Hey, I need someone, so I appreciate it. And we wouldn't have this show if it wasn't for my co-host, Ole Orr himself. How are we, Phil?
Pretty good, pretty good.
The old silent assassin, the guy can
aim. Nobody wants to play with me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, we'll see how the anchor rears its head tonight. In addition to
picking off over last week,
it's always somebody. It's always somebody.
Minnesota, because I said
that was the most previous one.
I said I wanted them to get the home Super Bowl.
Okay, all right.
Please don't anchor me this weekend, Phil.
I'll cheer for the Patriots.
Whoa, good. Let's go. Good. That's bad news for
let's
you.
Go.
That's bad news for you, though.
Yeah, it's all right. What's called? But yeah,
I cheered for the Patriots last year, though. But that's before I think we realized that I was an anchor. Once we, presented the anchor to the world,
I don't really know how it works anymore, to tell you the truth.
Just does.
It does.
Yeah, don't ask questions. Miracles happen every day, and so does the anchor work, I guess, pretty every week on Sundays and against Kip. What's it called? But in addition to the Super Bowl, we'll give a rundown of the NBA. Phil, I guess, anchored his Pels and drops Boogie for the season.
The Pelicans, that's what it was. So there's something.
And then we'll talk a little trades, and we'll try to make it a witty banter about it because everybody knows what happens. And then we're going to kind of go, I guess, balls deep into the Michigan State scandal as well as Grayson Allen in the list. So and we're going to go through some college basketball. And then we're going to go into our favorite segments. Zulu, I don't know if you've been able to listen recently, but we've actually been doing some trying to fix the Winter Olympics to make it just, better for the casual American watcher. So we'll bring that.
Ooh, I have some big ideas, as a matter of fact. So I'm glad I'm on the show.
I'm glad to have you. It's gonna be a great time, and then we're gonna round it out with a solid episode of Podiums Awards this week because it is Super Bowl week. We're going to do Podium Awards of Super Bowl snacks for the party. Whatever you bring to the potluck. I don't know what Zulo's doing, but what's
you
it
got
called?
A cat over there?
It sounds like he's fucking his cat.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to podium award some Super Bowl snacks. So tune in, and then obviously don't forget to go subscribe, rate, and review 5 stars. And then follow us on Twitter and Instagram at LNO Podcast. We will be posting the podium awards there, and you can vote on them. Last week, your boy Kippy won the Nickelodeon shows. No surprise there. But we'll go on and see who takes it home this week. So don't forget to go do that.
I voted for Kip just to help him out.
Thanks. I needed a W last
week.
So
I appreciate about y'all's morale.
He's all team. He's a team player right
team
there.
Team player.
There you go. Well, we'll start with why we got our guest on the show. I guess, BVD, you want to lead the show off as to why you think you have a chance this weekend against the Dynasty, the Dark Lord?
Yeah, I mean, of course we got a fucking chance. I mean, we've got the best defense in the league. We've got Big Dick Nick playing the best... he's played in his life, and I don't know. I'm a believer. I really think that we can at least make this a close game, and then who knows what's going to happen at the end. I mean, historically, you see the Patriots in close Super Bowls, and so I have no reason to believe that it's going to be anything else. So.
I mean, the Jaguars played them close. You got to think the Eagles can.
So let me get this straight, Ben. Your reasoning for having a chance is the best defense in the league. And then you said Big Dick Nick and then mumbled and a bunch of gibberish. That what are you serious?
I mean, I agree with Zulu on this. You got to bring a little bit more enthusiasm to the fight. I feel like I could even argue better for Fletcher Cox than you just gave him.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, all right. I mean, it was a general overview, but we can dive in deeper now. I didn't know we were like going
We got nowhere to be, and it's Super Bowl week. Zulu, I mean... Any concerns about Brady's hand or the fact that you did play the Jags close? I mean,
the Jags are a fucking good team. I'll give them that.
The Jags are just a better version of the Eagles, So I really don't.
Better
the
version
Jaguars,
of the Eagles.
They match up against the Pats well. But let's get real. There's no other quarterback nor the person in the world that can just keep it calm, cool, collected, down 10. Late in the second half and you never have any doubt. It's like, they're going to get the big play. Even when they had that trick play and they fumbled it, they still forced a 3-and-out and came back and scored a touchdown and scored another touchdown to win it. I mean, and everyone watching knew what was going to happen. Do you guys disagree? I mean, I know you guys knew what was going to happen.
Oh, knew the whole time. I never for one second thought Jacksonville was going to win that game. And even at the fumble.
I hammered the Patriots second half to make up for the fact that they couldn't cover the 7.5 points. So let me bring you to that question. Like, yeah, you don't get nervous until it's like a certain percentage and after last year's Super Bowl. I mean, that's kind of ballsy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, you go ahead.
I was going to say, last year, let's get real. It was not ideal. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to talk now, you know, 28-3, 99.7% chance of losing, and they won. But don't get me wrong. Not 1 minute of that game was enjoyable. I hated it. It was just terrible. I want to once in my fucking life, and I know this sounds selfish, we got 5 rings, but I just want one game where we blow them out, we're up 24 points, and we just coast to a victory. Is that too much to ask for?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. All of your Super Bowl victories aren't good enough.
It's absolutely too much to ask for.
I mean, I don't really hate on the dynasty theory. I'm not opposed to, I mean, I get it. Tom Brady's the greatest ever. Belichick's the greatest ever. Let's change the trophy and be about it. But I'm ready for it to end. I'm ready for it to end. Just like I want Saban to leave Bama, I'm ready for a new day. Now, if that means the Eagles do it this year, I hate seeing a team like Philly, especially inter-division, fucking fans that come out of there. I'm not cheering for them to do it. I don't want them to be the one that does it.
You act like this is college sports or something where they're going to like attract recruits because they go to the Super Bowl. I mean, it don't work like that. No, this is fucking business. Like,
I know. I don't want the Eagles to win.
So you'd rather the dynasty continue.
I don't mind that.
I
get it, though. When the Falcons were up 28-3 last year against the Patriots, I was sick to my stomach. I was at the game, and I swear to God, if I had my own car, I would have left that game. I was so pissed that they were going to win the Super Bowl. But fortunately, I stayed, and y'all pulled
Phil
off the miracle.
Phil enjoys the misery of the Falcons. Why can I not enjoy the misery of the Eagles? Thank you, Phil. That's what I needed.
No, you can. That's fine.
I don't mind cheering for the Patriots if it means that the Eagles don't win.
If the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, I'd be rooting for the Patriots. So I get you.
I don't see why I got jumped on for that. That seems like a very logical, like, it's not a college football thing. You got to think bigger than that. You gotta hate the Eagles. I have to hate three teams constantly.
I'm just saying, how does that affect the Giants or the Skins to win? At the end of the day, it doesn't really affect you, though, is all I'm saying. Like, when the Giants won a Super Bowl, it didn't really affect you.
And it doesn't affect me when Bama wins a national championship either. I just meant, like, I would love to see the dynasty go out and go away, but I don't want it to be at the hands of someone that I like less.
Well, it's got
to
start somewhere.
True. Let it start with someone that's weak as shit like the Vikings. I don't care about the Vikings.
It's not starting in fucking Philadelphia of all places. Ugh. I mean, come on. Let's get real. All those little peasant fans sold it. They counted their season out when fucking Wentz got hurt. All of a sudden, they get a few wins and, you know, they hop back on the fucking bandwagon. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Hop back on the bandwagon? No, it wasn't that.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's not that we counted ourselves out. It's that everyone else fucking counted us out. We've been the underdogs this whole fucking playoffs.
Ben,
you couldn't have been too confident with...
That stupid fucking underdog, that dumb little fucking hat they wear.
I kind of did.
Come on. If you're a champion and you're a winner, you want to be the underdog? That's pathetic. I mean, they don't have any faith in themselves. They don't have a chance, honestly. I cannot be less worried in any Super Bowl I've ever watched with the Patriots.
I don't care for the underdogs or the fucking favorite. I just want to win the Super Bowl. I don't care how people stipulate it.
So can I ask you a question? Can I get you back on next week if the Eagles win? Because you're going to have to come back and at least eat crow. You can't just like go hide. You have to come back and at least...
I will sign a two-week contract with you guys. I will be in this week and I'll 100% win, lose, or draw.
I'm saving for
Phil. I'll come back regardless next week.
Well, Zulo remembers last year, after the Falcons blew that game, we had B-Mac back on the podcast, who is our Atlanta guy.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that took balls.
We dug his grave for him. So,
I gave him a shovel, made him dig his own grave, and I watched him fucking sit in it. That was sad. I mean, it was funny for me, but for all of the Atlanta Falcons fans, it was sad. I mean, that city, I mean, come on. It's almost as shitty. It's It's almost as big as a dump as Philadelphia, honestly.
Well, the only one I could think that would probably be up there would be cities like Cleveland or Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I would say,
Dallas and places like that are really bad, too. Atlanta's better than Dallas.
Atlanta's a great city compared to, like, shitty towns. Like, I would not put them up there.
Well,
they can't catch a break with their teams. I mean, the Falcons.
Those fans deserve that. They're the worst sports fans in America. They can't, like, they barely saw basketball playoff games. Then their team.
They don't even see
Well, let me ask you a question, Zillow. Do you have any concern about, like, both y'all's coordinators being halfway out the door?
Yeah. So I'll get real. I obviously am not this cocky. Obviously, the Eagles are good. The way to beat the Pats is to get to Brady, and I mean that's probably the strongest part of the Eagles defense. You know, their front line, Fletcher Cox. So that being said, McDaniels is going to Indy and Patricia's going to Detroit. But at the same time, I mean, they want to win. Don't get that mistaken. They obviously want to go out. I mean, what better way than to go out on top? You know, they're not looking at next season yet. They want to win. I mean, McDaniels isn't even a done deal yet. He could even parlay this win into more money. So I think it's as opposed to me being, you know, scared that they have one foot out the door, I'm kind of going to be down next season when they're actually not here.
Yeah.
But as far as this game, yeah.
I think that question is going to be a great question when we have you back in August and we ask you about the chances of a repeat or something of that nature. Because it's different when you're like a college coach. Like Lane Kiffin always seemed to be, you know, like they always say like they're on their way out. But Pruitt was able to do it this year at Bama. And I use college because you see that so frequently.
Yep.
Like when teams make deep runs, you start getting your coordinators poached. But like, I mean, you're kind of business-like. It's not like you have to go out, like Pierce said earlier, you don't have to go out there and recruit and stuff like that. So there's no, like, urge to rush to Detroit. You know?
Yeah,
like, what the fuck's he trying to rush there for anyway?
He's like, God
damn. Every house is for sale, so he can have all of them. What's it called? And then at the same time, it's fucking frigid there as it is Boston.
So. Finally get a job and it's in. At least the stadium's indoors, though, so that's nice.
Yeah, but the rest of his life is outdoors. Well, not outdoors.
Isn't Detroit like Mexico? Isn't it like one of our dollars worth like 30 of theirs?
Probably. And rent is paid in pesos up there as well, so you're good.
Yeah. But no, that's a good question because I love Matt Patricia even more. I like McDaniels, but McDaniels left before. Yeah, you know, he went and coached the Broncos. Actually beat the Pats in Denver. But Patricia, like, I love Patricia. He is, like, the unsung hero of the team. Like, the defensive guru, always makes the big adjustments. But on that same token, I mean, Belichick's the defensive guy. And, a lot, you know, so I don't know. I think definitely
Brady
hurts us. And, you know, I just want to soak it all in and let's get one more, and then we can bid them a farewell.
So this is it? Just one more?
That's fair.
Okay.
Wow, really? You think only one more?
Well, they're gone.
Yeah.
So they won't be
I was talking about Brady.
Can I ask a question real quick? Ben, do you think it's peculiar that the last time the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, they had also beaten Atlanta and then Minnesota? To go to the Super Bowl to play the Patriots. This is a Super Bowl week headline. So
yeah, I know. I don't believe in that bullshit though. That's just one of those dumb headlines that people fucking throw out there just to create a conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Classic ESPN bottom line but shit.
It is a little curious.
Yeah, it's a little curious.
I
just, you know, it sucks to be a fucking Vikings fan and have the Super Bowl in your own town. And watch, you know, all the fans that beat you last week just.
I heard that they're denying people business if they're like wearing Eagle, like they're not refusing business to Eagles fans and shit at some places.
Yep.
I saw some shit like that on Twitter.
Eagles fans will burn that city to the fucking ground. You denied at a bar? You kidding?
I think they'll be all right. Money talks everywhere. At the same time, though, when they go on the road and treat people like shit, and then those people come back and talk about how miserable of an experience it was, I mean, it does leave you to believe that maybe somebody would do that. Oh, wait, BBD's here for this Philly bashing. This is going to be awesome.
No, it's just a bunch of pussies that are complaining about nothing. I mean, there was really
bullshit, dude. They are fucking true assholes.
Did they hurt anybody?
No, did they hurt anybody? Actually, no one got arrested that night. a matter of fact.
Yeah,
there's no reported arrest.
That's a hilarious stat. You're like, oh, we've changed. We didn't get arrested last night.
I mean, that's pretty. Did you see the?
That's like saying I didn't drink last night, so you should be proud of me.
I'm pretty sure in every city that hosted the AFC or NFC championship, someone's going to get fucking arrested.
Oh yeah, all the time, especially after Super Bowls.
Unless
too,
your cops are just as scumbag trash as your fucking rest of your fans, and then they're like, "Fuck it, we finally did something."
I don't see why it's a bad thing.
No,
though.
I'm cool with it. I'm just saying, like, I can understand why Minnesota fans don't want to hang out with folks of Philly.
But let's not sit here and pretend like New England fans are fucking angels. Because I went to a New England game against the Saints, and good thing I made friends with the neighbors next to me I parked to, because they had to protect my car from getting keyed, and I got cussed out about like 6 different times on the walk out.
So, Boston's a rough city.
Yeah. All of this is comparably better than Oakland.
I guess you can agree. There's cunts everywhere.
Everywhere you go, you're going to find terrible fans. It just so happened that like the TV was really playing that shit up in Philly. That's all it was.
Of course they are.
That's all it was. People were going nuts.
At Santa Claus.
People were going nuts. I mean, that dude riding the dune buggy up the fucking stairs of the Rocky statue is still my favorite thing ever.
That was the best, yeah.
I mean, dude. Like I said last week, he went home and got that. Like, he's like, I gotta grow
that wasn't,
idea.
Yeah, just like that.
Just have that handy. He had to, like, make a special trip home. Like, hey, y'all, hold on a minute. I got a great idea. This is gonna be awesome. Like I said, that guy should be famous, man. But he's not. Much ado.
So I got a question for the panel.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So obviously, what's the line? 5.5 right now?
4.5. 4.5, yeah.
Oh, we're not gamblers.
It opened at 5.5. It's now at 4.5.
Is it 4.5?
Yeah.
That's such a tempting line, though, because you know the Pats are going to win by a field goal.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a close one.
They could also win by 10.
Yeah.
Nick Foles didn't necessarily show up every game since he started. Remember when they lost 6-0 to Dallas?
He played a quarter.
I'm just saying, like,
and
the team
put in fucking.
Remember when they lost 6-0 to Dallas?
He went 2-9. He went 2-9.
Fuck off.
They can't do much, and he doesn't necessarily just pull it all the time.
What a terrible example.
I don't think he's
there.
That good. I'm taking Pats and the points.
You don't think he's that good? Look what he did last week.
I agree. He's not bad, but I don't think he just shows up every week.
You just
like
don't
reliable
trust,
like Tom
you just don't
Brady.
Trust him. You don't trust
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that would be. I don't trust him. So I'm taking the fact that he could go.
He looked amazing last in the NFC Championship game, but like,
was that an anomaly?
Well, the Vikings.
That was an
out of body
experience.
The Vikings had thought they had already won the Super Bowl. I mean, after the way they beat us, I mean, the distractions were probably, you know, through the roof, and they're patting themselves on the back, and everybody's patting themselves on the back. So, like, that's why they didn't show up.
Man, that was a big
You're
win.
Right, because they didn't show up.
Oh, yeah.
God.
That's what I'm saying. It
was such a big win for the Vikings.
It was such a big win for
God.
Them.
I mean, can you imagine being a Vikings fan in that moment? And like just like thinking you had no chance at all, and then just ripping it away from some unsuspecting bunch of fucking losers. Sorry, Phil. I'm just kidding.
You can make fun of the situation.
Far.
You don't need a cause.
Yeah, I know. I went a little far.
Yeah.
Did y'all win?
What was that guy?
Oh, good point.
We
they
lost.
Losers. Yeah, meaning you lost the game. That's all I was saying
nah,
there.
Nah, you meant it in a different way.
You took it all personally.
Yeah.
Oh, Bird, don't say that about me. That was snuffy. That wasn't evil.
What were you saying, Zulu?
Hey, Phil, are you the Saints fan?
Yeah, I am.
I don't wish that's awful, dude. I don't wish that upon my worst enemy. Except
that. So what happened if that happened to
BVD? Well, Kip and Pierce wished that, so.
We didn't wish that. Phil wished that upon himself by anchoring everybody else and everything he loves and we love.
You knew it was coming, we just didn't know how.
And man, was that not a great way for it to happen?
Like one of the greatest endings in playoff history is all because.
Did you watch the game? Did you guys watch the game together? I need to know.
I was not with Phil, no.
Thankfully, I went to a New Orleans bar here in Denver, and me and my girlfriend watched it, and I couldn't have run out of that bar faster after the
He also had already bought tickets to the NFC Championship game in case they hosted Atlanta.
You stupid
and beat the
fuck! You're not a fucking season ticket. You have to buy the playoff tickets.
Did you buy extras and hope to sell them or give them to other
friends?
You
have to buy your playoff tickets.
Liquidate all of them.
Phil already bought his Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah, so Phil was going. He even said he was flying back. He 100 drinks. Don't call me the stupid fuck. My team didn't get into the fucking playoffs. I already bought tickets to the
NFC Championship game. You have to buy. The ticket, just in case they make it. So shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, you jinxed your fucking team, sir. Did you or did you not?
Ding, 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 ding. Gloves are off. I jinxed them because you put me on the fucking list.
No, you jinxed yourself by saying you'd rather play Atlanta next week than anything, and we're plotting the game.
All right, boys, we're talking about an insignificant team right now.
That is true. That's just another team waiting on the draft.
I was never penciling us into the fucking NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. I was asked questions.
He was just making contingency plans. Yeah. That's all it was.
Just in case situations. Flights, hotel. Oh, I guess you don't need a hotel.
I didn't do any of that shit.
Man, Skip, just back off a little bit.
I just don't know.
I was already really mean to him. I was just doing
normal everyday things. Not, you know, not being cocky. Not thinking my team was going to win. Because I knew we were going to lose. And I knew it was probably going to be in awful fashion. And that fucking happened.
Which you did call, yeah. But there for a second, did you think y'all had won there at the end?
No, I really didn't.
How did you not think y'all had won? People were sending me
congratulatory texts. And I was like, it's not over yet. Like, I've seen shit like this. The Saints are capable of doing things like that. And it, of course it happened.
All right, that was fun. That was fun. We'll quit picking on
four. All right, so we're going to go around. We'll do 4.5. Everybody pick which side of the line you're going to be on, so you don't necessarily need Philly to win. You can just take Philly and the points.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, we'll just make it easier on everybody and see where we come out next week. Zula, you taking the Pats minus 4.5?
Yeah. I'd put a bet on the Pats last week when they came out at 5.5, so yeah, of course.
Of course.
All right, and then obviously BVD will be cheering with his heart, so...
Yeah, duh. I mean, you know, taking the Eagles all day.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Take a money line as well?
I'll take a money line. Fuck it, let's go.
Yeah, I'm on board. Eagles money line. Fuck it.
Hey, Ben, can I suggest something real quick? You should bet on the Pats -4, so even if the Eagles win, it's a win-win for you.
That's what I do. It's called a happiness hedge.
Yep. But I don't bet on my team, so... I'm not putting any fucking money on this game. You should bet if the Pats win,
you win money. If the Eagles win, your team wins the Super Bowl. It's a win-win for you, dude. That's probably the best chance you're going to get.
Dude, betting on my team or even the game that my
team
is...
You're not betting on your
team.
Betting on the game, betting on the Patriots.
No, seriously, it's always bad juju for me, so I fucking stay away from those games.
I did the same thing with Mississippi State. If I'm not betting against them, I'd rather just leave it.
But how is it bad juju in this situation? Like he's saying, you can win money.
What I'm saying is,
even if your team loses,
the happiness hedge.
Yeah,
exactly. We're all about the happiness hedge here on Loud and Obnoxious. We have done that many a time.
Yeah, all I'm saying is betting on my team or betting on the game that my team is playing in is always bad luck for me, so I'm staying out of it. But
I agree.
If I had to, I'm going Eagles all day, duh.
All right, Phil.
I'm going to go Eagles.
+4.5?
Yeah. Just because, oddly enough, imagine this, the Super Bowl victory by the Patriots last year was their largest margin of victory in a Super Bowl. Every other one was by 3 points. So you're saying
take the Eagles at 4.5,
but
unless you can get it down to 3, or if it gets down there by the time you listen to this podcast and share it with your parents and your friends, then they may be hearing it and the line has moved down to 3. But I agree, that is a good point. You know, like, it's a close game and you have to play your best game. So, Pierce, what do you think?
I'm going Eagles, baby.
Eagles plus four and a half.
Everyone's on the Eagles train here. Let's fucking go.
Well, my plan was to go opposite of Phil, but I didn't really. Earlier he was saying he's going to go with the Pats, and then he picks the fucking Eagles, and I'm all confused, so I'm just going to make my own pick.
I actually don't know if classic reverse psychology.
Yeah, my mind's all fucked at this point. I don't even know.
I actually don't know if I like this because the last couple weeks, everyone's betting against us.
What's the over?
We come out big.
I bet on you last week. But I also bet on the under, and y'all covered that almost by yourselves. Mm-hmm. So this week I'm going to take the Patriots. I was kind of indecisive, but when Phil took the Eagles at 4.5, I feel the anchor's in play. I feel maybe that the Patriots can win by a touchdown late.
He
maybe
still thinks the Patriots are going to win, though.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it. This throws a real.
He just thinks the Eagles are going to cover.
I'll take the Pats just for the sake of difference. But that's not the only bet. Half the fun of Super Bowl, and we'll go on to the other shit in a minute. But seeing as, again, it is Super Bowl week, we're going to have a little extended session. We are gamblers here, and we're going to talk about some of the interesting prop bets and squares, things like that, that everyone likes to bet on this one game of the year until we have to wait till August. So let's kind of dive right into it. You're always a heads or tails guy.
Tails, baby, never fails.
Zula?
All day.
Are we talking coin flip?
Yeah.
No, you got to go heads, dude. I agree.
Heads? I agree.
So the guys from the South, no,
you
all their
go
tails,
heads.
And the guys from the North
line.
Go heads. Because I'm a tails guy myself, so
tails
I'm taking tails.
All day. I would never, ever, ever, ever fucking take heads.
Isn't heads always good luck? You find a coin.
Tails never fails.
You find a coin sitting
on
the street.
I think you
and
pick
it's
it
heads,
up.
It's good luck.
This isn't on the street. This is on the 50 fucking yard line.
This is being flipped.
You want this to
land
on
the street, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So this is the one thing I'll agree with you, though. Heads.
There you go.
It was nice to see y'all on the same page there. Heads.
Yeah. It seems like it's an old Civil War battle here, Southern, because I guess we all cheer. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a regional dialects thing.
Yeah, I don't know. All
right.
I'm all about tails.
So they're... You know, they always do the national anthem. This year, Pink is singing it.
Pink!
Oh, that means
two
over.
2 minutes, 1 second.
Oh, over.
201.5.
Does your titty pop out? I'm taking that bet.
It's always over, sure. I feel like.
Now, that's a prop. You know how we fix the Olympics? We need to fix prop betting. Does a titty pop out this year during any part?
It would probably be like plus 2,000 or something.
No,
you get great odds.
And you can lump the halftime show in that. Justin Timberlake is notorious for ripping titties out for Super Bowls. So
yeah,
at least
that's what I'm saying, dude. That's, I got an inside horse on this one.
Where do we? If we could only create our own website, Vegas insiders that are listening to this.
Why the fuck is Pink doing the halftime show? That emo bitch.
She's doing national anthem.
She's doing national anthem. Sorry, I went on a tangent.
Timberlake is doing halftime.
I was saying JT did the last titty rip.
I think Pink's kind of popular again. Or maybe never stopped being popular.
Never left.
Oh, hey guys. Here's a good one. Is anybody going to kneel during the national anthem?
Ooh.
No, right? Ooh, that's a good pop. Let's go.
That's a great question. And where would you set the line? And how many over-under players would you set? I mean, Michael Bennett's not playing.
Is that not something you can bet on?
I don't think there's...
Seeing it in my my lines here.
You can guarantee nobody on the Patriots will.
Unless Tom Brady's on his knees sucking dick.
fucking love it. Well done.
I didn't hear it, Ben. I was just, God, sorry. You trying to roast me? But
sorry,
you can
listen to this later.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe and rate and review Azulo. You can hear the burn he just threw down on you.
But speaking of
Ben. Ben, whatever. Let him have his fun.
I only have a few days, so...
I like it, Ben. Let him have
this
one. It's cute, Ben.
Thank you.
Yeah, no
so,
problem.
So, in terms of the national anthem, though, don't you always go over?
Gotta go over.
Always over.
Is it, like, unpatriotic to go under?
The under.
Like, that's, like, against the law. That's treasonous.
The under hit last year.
I don't think
I had
the
over.
No, it didn't.
You gotta always bet the over, though.
Yeah.
I think
I had the over. I just remember because I always take the over.
I thought I had
gotcha.
The over.
It's like always taking tails, right, Zulu?
Yeah, always.
Well,
yeah.
I guess it depends on who's doing it. If it's a female like pop singer, you know they're gonna like draw out every note and it's gonna go over. But
they want the publicity.
Yeah.
There's a prop. Fucking will Pink fly through the air at any point during the national
anthem?
Let's
go over some quick actual props. I want to hear, because I'm trying to bet. I got my page pulled up.
All right,
I need y'all's take.
All right, this is mine.
To give me some.
This is mine. Will there be a flea flicker? Yes, it's plus 400. Put all your money.
Wow.
Will there
hammer
be a flea
bet.
Flicker?
There's been like 6 flea flickers in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. It's like the new thing to do. I cannot believe it's plus 400. Seriously, don't bet on anything else.
And Doug Peterson loves the flea flicker.
All right. I love it. That's a sleeper.
Flea flicker!
For those that are listening and you're listening before game time,
hammer
that.
You better fucking believe it.
Flea flicker.
Pierce, what else you got? Is that all you got? got?
Does it have to be complete?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Does it have to?
No, it just says, will a flea flicker be attempted?
Okay.
Yes, okay. So
my, oh, my God. Hammer that one. Hammer it. Is that your mind?
Hammer it. So, okay, the other one I wrote down is, will Justin Timberlake be wearing a hat when he starts performing? Yes is plus 350. I think he'll be wearing a fedora.
I say, yeah.
100% he'll be wearing a hat. Why would he not?
Fedora. Yeah. Definitely
a fedora. You don't have to know what kind of hat. He could be wearing, like, one of those, like, you know, round hats. I don't know if they call those bowler hats or some shit. But, yeah, anyway, I think he's going to be wearing a hat.
Isn't that a fedora?
I feel like he wears hats often.
Yeah, he does. But fedoras have like more of like a point in the front, not like a
they're
point.
They're like a
point,
short. They're a shorter brim.
Yeah, they're really short brimmed. Really short brimmed.
I can
for you fashion.
I can like see like an airbrush trucker hat because
it goes down and then this one goes back up. Yeah, that's called good radio.
Yeah,
There are some really interesting ones else on my. That's a fantastic one, Pierce.
That's all I got. I got
to commend Pierce for bringing his A game and operating under pressure. I forgot about the improv segment of prop bets.
Came into that.
Yeah. So there are some stupid prop bets, like what will happen first? Either team scores in the Super Bowl versus Dilly Dilly is said in a commercial. It's minus 170.
Oh, you dilly gotta go dilly. Dilly Dilly.
That's minus 170 Dilly Dilly plus 130.
Wait, so what is it?
Either team scores first or you see a commercial from Bud Light or Dilly Dilly.
Oh, so
dilly,
once the game starts, totally Dilly Dilly, because first commercial break, like first or second commercial will be a fucking Dilly Dilly commercial.
Yeah.
Right out of the fucking game.
You bet $100 on this game?
Yeah, I love that. I don't know what that is.
It's minus 170, so it's 170 to win.
Oh, so people really think that's going to happen.
I mean, unless there's like some sort of like run
a
back
kick return
or
something.
A quick touchdown. But I imagine, like you say, like
it would have to be first drive.
That may be the best bet we are going to find as well. The Dilly Dillies are going to be out in full force. And that reminds me, don't forget to get your Philly shirt so that you're out in full force for the Super Bowl. That's at shop.hashsports.com.
I think they need to put the Dilly Dilly shit to rest after
It needs to die.
After the Super Bowl, it needs to be put to rest.
Yeah. Absolutely not. I think you're right. After the Super Bowl, but I love it right now.
All right, you want to laugh at another joke or another prop bet, Zula?
Yes.
Who will have more? Total points scored by Ben Simmons against Indianapolis versus total points scored by the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
You mean the Pacers?
These are real fucking prop bets?
Will Ben Simmons have over, let's say he has 28 points in the game, he has to have...
No one's putting money on that.
These are novelty prop bets. I find them very interesting.
I saw Nick Foles pass attempts versus LeBron James points.
See, stuff like that. That's interesting. Pass attempts would be bold. That'd be real bold. What's it called? Yeah, so that's the fun thing about gambling online. So if you are one of our senators or congressmen, I know you're listening, please don't forget to go ahead and legalize gambling so we can do this without having to go overseas with it.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
I think that wraps up Super Bowl and gambling picks for us, so we might as well move on to basketball. We'll get through the meat and potatoes like usual. Yeah, fly Eagles fly. Congrats, Ben. Making it this far?
Yeah, honestly, before we part ways, Ben, before we move on from that football, Ben, it's been a hell of a run for you guys, man. And, I'm glad. I'm glad you can feel the feeling of the euphoric feeling this week, man. Like, I felt for so long.
I knew there was
going to
be some backhanded.
Oh, yeah. No, there's never like a sincere fucking compliment.
Hey, by the way, I really like that backhanded compliment. That's well done.
Yeah.
I'm all about the. Anyway, we can move on.
Hey, it's all right. When Brady retires here in a year or two, Carson Wentz is the future.
Who they got to back him up, baby?
So,
Brad Hoyer, we'll baby, knows the system. Run.
Brian fucking Hoyer, I've heard it all.
Anyway, sorry guys. What the fuck?
That was a great.
I'm playing zombies right now.
I'm sure the cat's really just pawing at you. Get the peanut butter off your testicles and let's keep going. What's it called? So the NBA, we're going to dive right into basketball. The NBA, we have this thing, Zulu, and for the listeners that are just tuning in because you haven't had enough time in your work day to listen to all of our other episodes, we do this thing called The List, and LeBron is on it. But he's having himself a nice season, but everybody on his team seems to be hating themselves, and rumors keep leaking. So it seems it's reaping its benefits again. Yes, I fucking told you. I just love seeing this guy fail. So I just want to.
Well, it's not like he's failing.
That's true.
And his team official. Is failing.
And it's, yeah, it's January, so they do this every year. It seems, but
his team's
this,
failing. He's failing.
But it seems like it's that's a little bit worse than usual. Zua, you a big basketball fan? What's your take on LeBron in this year?
First of all, LeBron is the worst. He's so unbearable. I mean, come on. I agree with you, dude. It's the same thing every year, but this year, it's definitely worse. I mean, their team got they let up 148 points. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's no chance. I mean, he's still the best player. I'll give him that. But he's such a cocksucker off the court. I can't even appreciate him anymore. I used to like love him because he's so good. Now I just fucking tune him out.
You can't take the guy seriously. Yeah,
go ahead.
What? Why? He takes himself too seriously.
He lost me with the hair. If he just go bald, I might be on board with LeBron. But.
I mean, yeah, you're gonna wear the number 23, but you're afraid to go bald. Like, just
what a bitch.
I didn't even realize that was one of those things. But yeah, I'm definitely team bald as well. If you know it's going, why don't you just like, why are you trying to
save it? He got fucking hair plugs.
Well, there's nothing wrong with hair plugs. Shout out Brian Urlacher. I know you're listening. Shout out Wayne Rooney. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
But like, and shout out Michael Scott after season one. I know you're listening.
Brian Urlacher admits it. He promotes it.
That's true.
LeBron James would never admit to that shit.
Wayne Rooney does like commercials for him over in England. So at least own up to it. I think Wes Welker even did him. Like, don't be a bitch.
I'm with you on that.
But like, that's classic list quality material. Yeah. Like, what do you expect out of someone on
that's
the
why
list?
He's there, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Not only that, but he wrote an Instagram post from like his young self to his fucking current self and congratulated
that
himself
was,
to 30,000 points before he even
that
got
was,
there.
Like
that
Mike,
was awful.
Like Michael
that
Jordan
was
cocky.
That made me cringe.
Like Michael Jordan was cocky. And he was obviously around before the days of social media. But I don't think he would ever write a fucking note to himself congratulating himself.
No. I don't think anybody would.
I mean, I don't know Michael Jordan that well, but I will agree with Phil on one thing. It would be awesome to have Michael Jordan have...
Oh, he was
social media. It'd be the greatest.
If he lived in the day of social media, he wouldn't be the saint that everybody thinks he is.
Well, no shit. Everybody would have known about his gambling suspension, and everybody would have known about the side chick and the kid that
and
he
his
has
dad
in Knoxville.
Getting murdered for his gambling addiction. All that kind of shit.
We're not here to spread rumors about Michael. We know Michael's listening, so shout out to Michael. But at the same time, like. Yeah, it would have been a different time. So I'm glad that we didn't have to do that because we can still think of Michael in this limelight and slander LeBron right here on my podcast this evening.
But
so
that's like a T.O. move, though. That's not a LeBron move, like somebody as good as LeBron. That's like a diva move. I don't know why he did that shit. I mean, I thought the earplugs were bad enough, but then that happens, and it's like, all right, dude.
I don't know how we...
I am really struggling.
We hate LeBron because he's on... because he has hair. It's always...
I got the worst reasons.
I can come up with a different reason every
single episode. I feel like that was
this week is because he denies the fact that he has hair plugs and that they're not working. So, we'll continue on.
Go bald, LeBron.
Whenever Phil's ready, I want to get his take on, I mean... Yeah, the Pels. You lose Boogie over the weekend, and now you're trying to trade for, what is it, Mrkotić from Chicago? What's going to happen?
I've never heard of him before.
Mrkotić?
There's no point in
marketing.
Oh, they're trying to get marketing?
No. The dude that got his face broken by his teammate.
White dude down low from Chicago.
Mrkotić. Whatever. There's nothing that the Pelicans can trade for to make them, replace Boogie. We're just going to be the team we were last year, before Boogie came around. We're not making the... I mean, we might make the playoffs. Hold on as an 8 seed, get swept by the Warriors. But
fun.
Yay.
That's fun. Do you remember the time the Warriors swept or beat the Mavericks as the 8 seed? You can't have no in your heart, Phil. I mean, you remember what happened when you wrote off the Saints? They won on to win the division in spite of you. I mean, so don't write off the Pels just yet.
Alvin Gentry as our coach. The guy is fucking pathetic.
And you did. You mentioned that last week. So do you think that if they tank from here from after losing Boogie that it's possible that he's on the hot seat?
He fucking better be. He better be. But
then he going to get Calipari?
I don't know anybody. Literally,
how long can you be mediocre before you lose Anthony Davis or even Boogie?
Well, he's locked up for a while.
Yeah, he just signed a deal.
And he claims that he wants to stay long term. Well, yeah, we're not gonna dump him.
Yeah, but aren't 90% of NBA teams fucking irrelevant right now anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll still make the playoffs maybe as a 7 or 8.
Aren't you a pro? Oh, no, you're an OKC guy. But so we've talked about that as well.
If there's a silver lining to this at all, it's that Boogie was going to be a free agent after this year. It said that he was probably going to re-sign with the Pels anyway, but now his value goes down a little bit and we may be able to get him for cheaper or whatever. But, I mean, a torn Achilles is it's a major injury for, especially for a six foot ten dude.
Zula, like, didn't you just see them the other day?
Yeah, I was gonna say I had courtside seats to the Pelicans Hornets game, and Boogie was like complete shit because I mean actually I placed a dumb bet on him because I love Boogie and I always bet on him when I go to the games, and he literally was the last person down the floor. He was moving at a slow pace. And the guy next to him, actually, his family, was like, oh, dude, he played, 49 minutes in that game on Monday. I'm like, oh, shit. He was fucking spent. And then I lost my bet, and the next day, towards ATL. But, I will say, him and Anthony Davis are fucking massive human beings. It's like, not even real people.
Well, yeah, and that's why, like, we're 26 and 21 or something like that, and that's just not acceptable for having two starting all-stars in the,
Agreed. Alvin
Gentry's a fucking joke.
Totally.
They need and a big, yeah. I like them, but, I mean, who they have, fucking Jameer Nelson, is he dead already? Jesus Christ. Jameer Nelson's getting serious burns in the games, which is your number one problem, I think.
No doubt. We've got no depth.
I mean, yeah, and there's no guard play at all. Like, I guess when you mentioned Calipari, it made me think of when they were talking about if you created that Kentucky-based team before John Wall, gets paid or got paid. Like, imagine if you had one of those A-plus guards, you would be a literal threat. It'd be like Duncan was with Robinson. Like, you would be unstoppable. It'd be filthy.
Yeah, they have no shooters. He wasn't the best. He was serviceable.
Yeah, because you got Rondo. He can't fucking shoot the ball.
No. I mean, there's a reason he's been passed around the league like a fucking whore.
He's got an attitude, unlike any other.
Can I say one more thing about it? Can we not forget that injury happened with 8 seconds left in the game?
That one hurts.
That's an Alvin Gentry thing. So you have a right to.
No, it was a close game. I mean, it was against the Rockets. He couldn't come out. It happened on his own missed free throw. He was hustling to try to get the rebound.
Hey, Boogie hustling. Can't beat that.
Yeah, you can't really Boogie. Be mad at him. And, I feel bad. I know Boogie's a listener.
I like Boogie. That's tough. Yeah.
Boogie's a listener, and we know the Pels are big fans of us on Twitter. Don't forget to go look at us at LNO Podcast.
Man, if they feel about Phil like the Saints feel about Phil, probably huge fans. It
was they tune in to hate on him.
Yeah,
they
don't
tune
exactly.
Y'all hear what he said this week? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, usually I do shit on. I mean, I always shit
he
on
a clown,
the Pels.
Yo.
You got to dog the dogs, right?
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know. Sorry, Zula, we didn't mean to interrupt. What's the goal? The last part of our NBA conversation for the night was last night around supper for us and bedtime, it sounds like, for Zula. Blake Griffin got traded from Hollywood to my fucking motel.
Oh, God. 8 Mile, baby.
And, I mean, he was awake and on Twitter because he replied with a nice little gif of GIF of Will Smith and was like, oh shit, like I'm going to fucking Detroit. Like, that sucks. Getting paid big contract, having to leave in the middle of the night. Zulo, how does that feel? What happens if you trade someone like that? Like, what happens to your team? Haven't you done something like that?
Are you talking about our big trade with what's his name, Kyrie? Because I fucking love it. I mean, I'll go from my own perspective. Kyrie Irving, I think, is already going to be one of the best Celtics of all time. That's a high list to approve. Wow. Yeah, I'll say it. I love Kyrie Irving. I think he's unbelievable. And honestly, when your team is like kind of shitty, like the Celtics weren't shitty, but they weren't ever going to beat the Cavs, And when you make a big move like that, it just kind of re-energizes the whole fucking city and the whole fan base. So I love it. I mean, I love it for Detroit, and I hate it for the Clippers. I thought he was, you know, I thought it was DeAndre Jordan who was going to go, but I guess not. I mean,
they're going to blow that whole team up.
They're done, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to trade DeAndre to Houston because he wants to go to Houston. But I mean, you just signed Blake Griffin to some mega deal with no trade clause and then just
There wasn't a no trade clause.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. With no trade clause. There you go. He opted for the fifth year. And so, like, you get shipped to Detroit. You don't get shipped to, like, New York or a Boston. You get shipped to a shitty
location. It sucks for him. Go ahead. Where are you going?
The worst, man. Can you just imagine fucking Los Angeles to Detroit?
And it seems like he had come into, like, living and becoming, like, where, you know, like, became a Los Angelan.
He was,
you know,
doing, like, stand-up
dating,
and shit.
Yeah, like, dating models and, like, you know, hanging out on the beach wearing jeans. Like, that's a normal thing that people fucking do. Like, it was interesting. But it sucks for him now. Yeah, like you said, he's headed to Detroit. So that'll be such is life.
Yeah, you know, that's business, man. That's just what happens.
And the NBA, like, so, what's it called? So we'll move on from the NBA to college basketball. We were talking about the list, so we'll talk about another one. Grayson Allen.
Fuck Grayson. Why are we opening with Grayson? Let's talk about how awesome the SEC is this year.
All right, let's just tee off on it.
Talk about Grayson Allen, giving him respect.
Well,
can't believe that shit.
Give it to, it's not respect. I was going to bash on him.
Well, but like we can bash on him at any point. Let's talk about the SEC beating the shit out of the Big 12.
There we go.
Yeah.
Big 12.
Let's talk about
suck
that.
Our dicks.
Well, you know.
Right now.
In your face, Big 12. Hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, I mean, Big 12 was number one in the RPI going into this week. They probably still are. But SEC, even without Auburn, who's our best team this year, and then Missouri, who's one of our best teams this year.
Who lost to State.
Well, you know. Potato, potato. State also beat Arkansas, who you thought was really bad, and is actually kind of good. And they're totally going to make. Well, they're totally going to make the tournament. So anyway, long story short, SEC baby. Those seven teams are a lock at this point.
Well, I think one of those teams that kind of surprised me this weekend was obviously Alabama. They get the game at home, but they get a rowdy environment, and they. I mean, what was it, Colin versus fucking Trey?
They have Trey to 17 points.
And Colin, I think, had whatever his name is. Ellis? Come on. Exton?
Sexton.
I was thinking Exton, but I was like, no, that's a baseball player. He, I think, outplayed him, and they gave him, you know, I guess a run for his money. It seemed like that's the way to beat a team like Oklahoma if you're one-dimensional with, like, one guy that pumps up 40% of your shots is – you just make them have slightly an off game, and you go from an 80-point team to a 65-point team, you know?
Exactly.
And so shout-out to Alabama, way to represent. So that, for those that are counting at home, that's Pierce 1, Mikey Bucket 0.
Bucket!
Listening to this.
Yeah, so it's all right, Mikey. I mean, I get it. We're normally down conference, but this is just the year that you don't mess with the SEC.
And
we'll see.
Zulu, I hate to interrupt, but I mean, I know you're an SEC boy yourself. What do you have? Are you a little surprised watching basketball in, I guess, North Carolina and Duke's backyard, but the SEC is pretty strong? Are you watching any college basketball over there?
Dude, I love it. UNC fans are the worst. I'm a Duke guy. I love Grayson Allen. Love Duke. And it's amazing.
Yeah, all let's the teams go. And perfect hates. Transition.
God.
Fuck Grayson Allen.
We're
anti-Duke podcast.
Really, I've always liked Duke.
What's to like about Grayson the guy?
Allen. Yeah, what's one redeeming quality about Grayson Allen?
He just loves evil empires.
Oh, he's just such a bitch. Such a little asshole. And I love everything about it.
Like
and he had that absolute monster dunk that one time that literally brought the roof down, and that literally sold me on him the rest of his career.
Major douchebag, but he can fucking throw it down if he's given the opportunity.
And, he's white. I love white guys. I love white basketball players, especially. You know, they put on for the homies. You know, I feel like he's putting on for the team. So I gotta respect him, dude.
Grayson, well. We don't really like Grayson, but that's all right. You know,
yeah,
we don't have to agree
on
everything.
I can't believe that, Zulu. That's just that's a horrible rationale as to why to like.
Well, he's a Pats fan too, so
that is true. I mean,
let's put it in that ball.
But in my defense, I really always like Duke for like no reason. I'm not saying like I like him, like I'm a big fan, but I've always liked them.
Speaking of shitty institutions like Duke. Michigan State found themselves in the news. Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio specifically, after the Larry Nassar thing, that which we didn't really hype on, obviously everybody that's a reputable news source did. So we're not really here to do that.
Man, Izzy looked rough in that post game press conference the other day.
He wasn't even trying to answer questions. He gave the worst talk.
That woman fucking attacked his ass, and it was brilliant.
Hopefully, everybody can just rally behind this team as support.
Like, that get the fuck out of here. That guy's fucking done.
I hope you feel good about yourself if you're cheering for Michigan State. Like,
how do you justify it?
That's not the fans' fault that their program's that shitty.
It's not their fault.
It's the ones that are justifying it.
How can you support it though?
But are they justifying it? I mean, I really...
Justifying, like, Tom Izzo not...
Oh, him? He's a piece of shit. Yeah, but, like, I don't know that people are, like, rallying around him and being like, oh, Tom, we love you. I don't even seen a lot of that.
I bet there are. There definitely is.
I mean...
Hey, does she just want to be a guest? Hey, like, does she just want to talk to
us? Bring her on,
him?
Zulu. Let's introduce your lady friend.
Oh, no, sorry. No, shit. You guys can hear that?
I mean, we heard everything she said this whole time. So does everybody else.
Tell her
cool.
I like the blue one.
And it doesn't get edited out either, so.
Yeah. We don't edit
this podcast.
We just shoot from the hip.
Good. She's a big sports fan. She's a big Falcons fan, which is funny because I make fun of on the reg.
All right. Her and Phil totally get along.
Sorry, baby. I'm just kidding. Anyway,
what's going on? I appreciate you rejoining us. I already forgot. We were talking about Michigan State, and we were going to see what your girl's take was.
We probably talked about Michigan State enough at this point.
All right. Well.
Yeah, I don't like the big scandals. I mean, it's just like I think it's happening more and more these days. It sucks. I mean, it's just pathetic. These people can't control themselves. Honestly, right,
let's get back to lighthearted conversation. I'm not a real serious guy, and I never intend to be. My last topic of the day before we get into our Olympics is that that knee banging dick Tiger Woods
did exactly what
I said last week. Top 25 Tiger motherfucking Woods.
Top 25. That's really.
I called that and he gets 23rd.
That's a huge win for him.
And it was a really good kill.
Why do I continue to get no recognition for this call?
It was because
you're a fan. You don't congratulate fans.
For bullshit. He was probably like, "Whoa, Kip's not tuned in. I'm probably not going to play as well." That's exactly how this goes.
But man, besides Spieth and JT, and I guess Dustin Johnson wasn't there either. But that was pretty much a full field. So.
Well, Rory and some of the English
Rory
guys
wasn't there either.
But at the same time, he does play against. I mean, Ricky was there, misses the cut. Tiger snakes out the cut. He putted well at times.
He hit 14 fairways all week.
Yeah, but some of those... The,
14 they, fairways
The fairways spread
week.
Out was a, It wasn't... That's He didn't
that's
have
Tiger's
a wide spread.
Though. That's his worst
He was hitting
pro.
The first cut fairly often.
Still.
And he was knocking long irons out of both the rough and the fairway. I mean, like, dick tight from 245. It was fucking nice. It looked like there was glimpses
if
of old
putting,
Tiger.
If he was putting them that close from 245, he'd have had a lot more birdies. That's the problem. He wasn't putting them at 240.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
He was leaving himself, like, 20 feet every time. And
for
he was
eagle,
putting.
Maybe, but yeah.
Oh, on a par 5, maybe he had an eagle.
No,
putt.
On the par 5s, he didn't fare well at all.
The
actually.
Fours, he wasn't great.
He can't drive well on a par 5. Maybe.
But he scrambled
drive,
well.
But he was not far off. He did scramble well.
He chipped well. He putted well.
I thought he putted well, but he didn't make a lot of putts. Like one round, he just scrambled his balls to death, but at the same time...
But that's
he
what I'm saying. He made no putts over 15 feet, and he had a ton of them. He two-putted almost every green. So
that's not a bad time, though.
No, it's not bad, but it's a lot of pars. That's why he shot 4-under, 3-under.
I don't think
the
there was
week.
That many birdies. I mean, what do you go? 72, 71, 70, 72?
Still
that's
lost
not
by
a bad round.
Still lost
top 25.
Seven.
Top
yeah,
10.
It's not
I
bad.
Mean, yeah.
It's not bad.
I mean,
it's
for
been way better than I thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
And he's got
and
no
it's
pain.
It's his first goddamn tournament.
And he seems to be
that's
pain free.
Bad.
No, it's fucking great. But he's Tiger Woods. He's like the best golfer ever. So, like, I'm not. Am I surprised? Completely?
True.
No,
yeah.
I'm not win. Completely surprised.
But just because he's
the moral, it's
I mean,
a moral
like,
win.
Huge moral
it's
win.
It's a big W for like team time. Like the camp is probably excited about going into Riviera next week. And
two
so,
weeks.
But at the same
well,
time,
yeah, sorry.
He's not going to be
still.
Able,
it's Tuesday, 2 weeks from now.
He's not going to be able to like become a dominant player if he can't play regularly and like.
But he's gonna.
He's gonna get used to playing. I think some of it, like you saw it on the first tee, because during the pro-am, he birdies number one on the first tee from 25 feet out. And then on the first tee on Thursday, he gets a little jitter, which means he's getting back to it. He just hasn't been in that realm. He can play four rounds in a row, but playing four rounds in a competitive environment, it kind of gets your, you know, like the juices are flowing, the nerves are going, and he yanks his fucking drive. But at the same time, he recovers. But I'm saying he can't
just play one tournament a month.
No, he's playing fairly often.
He's going to play in 2 weeks. That's not one a month.
And you have to have 16.
Yeah,
to play. Yeah, he's playing at the Riviera.
He's got his schedule planned out. He's going to play a full year. That's his plan.
Yeah, like you have to have at least 16 tournaments to play.
But I'll tell you what, like, You let him be in contention on a Sunday, and those motherfuckers are gonna see his name coming at him, and they're gonna feel it. They're gonna feel it. Yeah, that gallery of, you know, that's nine times the size of everyone else's. No, we're not.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Fuck you.
This is why I got a podcast so I can talk golf and Tiger.
I'm saying
what he did this weekend is no small feat. No, like, fuck, that is really fucking good what he did.
I agree.
Like, I'm just saying.
Let's not put him in fucking Sunday at a
right.
He's 20-1 to win the Masters.
Look, I'm just saying I'm throwing out a hypothetical where if Tiger Woods were charging up that leaderboard on Sunday, some motherfuckers would get nervous as shit and they would drop a couple shots because Tiger's coming at him.
And when you hear a roar... from another side of the stadium, and it's a unique roar that nobody else can generate, that is something to be thought of as well. Especially. We need that back in the game. Zulu, your thoughts?
No, there's no bigger Tiger fanboy than me, okay? No bigger. I love that.
I'll fight that.
Well, I'm just as big as a Tiger. Like, I would want nothing more than to have him hit a fucking eagle, you know, fucking back nine of Augusta, that huge roar echoes through fucking course. And fuck yeah, dude. I'm about that life. But I still have to see more before I've had my hopes up before in the past when this little comeback tour he's had. Until he, you know, is in contention a few more tournaments, then I'm still going to be a little reserved, but I'll have that hidden excitement in the back of my mind, obviously.
All right, here.
Which I think is fair.
I was just saying, piggybacking off Pierce's comment about if Tiger's charging down, you know, on the back nine Sunday at Augusta, if people would be nervous. I mean, it depends on who's at the top of the leaderboard. But if you throw out names like Spieth or like the young guys, you really think they're going to be nervous?
They've never gone up against this old man.
Exactly.
So what? They've gone up against the best of the best.
Yeah, little kid.
That's not the best ever. Dustin Johnson has.
Y'all don't think he covered any kind of middle?
Did Yi Yang melt under the pressure?
No, did Rocco Mediate a 30-year tour?
While Tiger was playing on one fucking leg, he had broken shin.
Rocco Mediate
fucked up knee.
Get Tiger back to a point where he can play and he doesn't care about you. They don't care about the opinion of the sheep. They're going to maul everything and run down the course. And I think in an experience like Augusta, which Spieth obviously has, I think someone like Rory does.
Spieth also has just a choke of all time at Augusta.
Yeah,
too.
I was there. It was the one of the worst. I was crippled in the airport when I saw fucking Danny Willett take the jacket. It killed me. We won't talk about it. Fuck that guy. I can't. And he made the Ryder Cup. That was a nightmare. But what's called? Yeah, so we're excited. Tiger's back.
He's officially back.
And the Western the Waste Management Open is this weekend, which is like the loud and obnoxious of golf courses and tournaments. So we're pretty stoked about it. Tiger's not there.
Is JT playing?
Yeah, the star-studded crowns.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Your big names are there.
JT's going to win that one.
I think a lot of those guys go there because there's a bunch of Arizona and Arizona State nuts just hanging out at the bars afterwards, but more power to them. So,
yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I'll watch, but I won't be as emphatic as I was this past weekend or as I will be at Riviera in 2 weeks. So we'll talk about that. But Pierce, I need you to hit the music because it's Olympics time. Pierce is back with a new rendition of his segment, How to Improve the Olympics. So, Pierce, give us the sport, and let's see if Zulo and BVD can fit right in and figure a way out to fix the game.
All right, I feel like there's a lot of ways you can fix this sport, because it's a pretty plain one. Y'all know the sport, the ski jump, where they just go off that huge fucking ramp and then fly 300 feet through the air.
Yeah, it's like my favorite event of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's fairly basic, you know, like you're just jumping. And it does have some technical merit to it, I guess. They judge it based on distance, height factors, and then wind conditions. I don't really understand how it works. It sounded way too complicated to figure out. But anyway, I'm going to fix it a couple of ways. First off, I don't feel like that ramp's high enough. That thing's got to go a lot higher. They're not going fast enough. They're not flying far enough. It looks really scary because of the camera angle. The thing is so far below where they're landing, but like it's really not high enough.
We can always make it scarier, for sure.
Yeah, let's just ramp it up just a little bit. And I don't know if y'all watched the X Games this week, but they do this big air thing where they put like 6 minutes on the clock, and they get as many jumps as they can in that time. So I think the normal ski jump's only two fucking jumps. Like, they do all this effort for two jumps. I think they should put it on the clock, put them in heats, and they just get jump. You know, your total best jumps count, or what have you. Then I also was thinking, hey, we could modify some shit. Rocket skis, weighted boots. I really want them flying. I want some danger in this shit. I mean, if we got to put, like, bouncy houses down there for them to land on, or, like, those pits where they flip bikes into, you know, BMX dudes practice, maybe they got to do some shit like that. But I don't know. What do y'all think?
Wait, when you say the multiple jumps, do you mean like consecutive jumps?
You're talking about like jump into jump into jump into
you
land?
You can't do that. That would be incredible shit.
Because that's what's mine. That's
how Phil would modify it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm just talking about like they jump, they hit the bottom, they ride back up on a lift or a fucking, what do you call this thing? Snowmobile, and then they jump again. They got 6 minutes to get as many jumps as they can, but there's like five of them going at a time. So,
dude, my only thing is like, how do you start doing that? Like, have you ever seen the movie, Eddie Eagle?
He's a born ski jumper or something?
Eddie the Eagle.
Dude, how would you fix this sport?
Oh, yes. I've been waiting for this question. So easy. This is a fucking no-brainer. Put cameras all over Olympic Village. Make that shit a reality TV show. I'm telling you. The amount of fucking that goes on there, the amount of fucking smoke shows that are getting drilled out all over that place would make that shit get ratings tenfold. I think it's a no-brainer. I've always said this because they always brag about how many condoms they give out during the Olympics.
They set records for that.
That is goddamn brilliant, Zulo. The question was definitely unrelated, but I love it.
He was just fixing the Olympics in general.
Yeah, you're fixing the whole Olympic process, and I back the hell out of it.
And I mean, people would pay for that for sure.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, you can pay
for a premium subscription channel.
Yeah, Cinemax of just like pure athletes just getting it on. Like, I'd watch a Lindsey Vonn video or an Allison Stewart video.
Oh, dude, some fucking perfect body Olympian athletes, fucky sucky. You wouldn't watch that?
Zulo, you're my new favorite guest. That may be the greatest concept I've ever heard of in my goddamn life. You're sitting on a gold mine. Now, how do you sell the rights of all these people away to film them?
Guys, I'm a big idea guy. I'm not like, you know, I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not a logistics guy. I'm an idea guy. You know, that's what you get from me.
I like it. You know, you don't have to crunch the numbers. You don't have to be the decision maker. You just come up with the brilliant content, and we'll make BVD find a way for us to publish it.
Okay. But I love the segment, and you know, I'm glad to, maybe add or take away value from it, whatever I can do, you know?
I appreciate you taking one for the team like that and just throwing everything out. I mean,
yeah, screw the long jump.
I am no longer interested in the long jump. I am now thinking about smoking hot, like field hockey.
It's not, there's no field hockey in the Winter Olympics.
I don't give a shit. I'm not even thinking about Winter Olympics anymore. I'm just thinking about the team from Holland. Of like all those beautiful Bettys that are hanging out there and the field hockey team.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google the Netherlands field
hockey female team. It'll bring you to salvation. But both.
I just want to watch porn now, honestly.
well, we're close to getting done with this, and since we can hear literally everything that's going on in your apartment, please hold off on the porn.
No, all right, wait, guys. My last, I know I've gone off the rails here, but my last. This is like a side note, like a little life hack. The hottest chicks are on the women's curling team. Stay woke on those fucking chicks. Yeah. I swear to God.
I don't know about that.
Curling's my favorite sport in the winter, 100%.
It's me too, dude.
It's like the only sport to watch. Yeah, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? We're gonna have a curling tournament.
And the curling is on like nonstop during like on like 24/7.
Takes a while, man. Olympic channel. Oh yeah, it'll be on USA Network like all day, every day. Because you know they do like 7 different channels for the Olympics. I got really into fencing for the last Summer Olympics.
I hate to hear something so nice like fencing.
Fencing's really cool, man. If you watch it.
As is curling. I was watching it on... So NBC Sports Network has been pumping like Olympic, either like friendlies or like
and Olympic qualifiers. Channel.
Yeah, oh, the Olympic channel as
well. I watched ski jumping today. That's how we got on it.
Yeah, so what's it called? It's been solid. That's how I saw the curling. And we'll touch on some more ways to fix the Olympics in our last rendition of that next week. The last week before we
buy
all of our USA windsuits and start watching Winter Olympics at 4 a.m. live tweeting.
Oh, yeah, because they're doing it live this year.
And guess what? We just happen to have people that will stay up really late at night somehow and live tweet all of this. So y'all get excited. But
could be fun. Who knows?
Hey, Pierce, would you mind cueing the horns? So we're back to another round of Podium Awards, Zulu, as it's very apparent. You listen to us all the time, so you know really well about this. But last week I won the Podium Awards for Nickelodeon shows. This week we're doing...
What'd you go with?
My podium, I think I had Double Dare as my gold, Pete and Pete as my silver, and Legends of the Hidden Temple as my bronze. And then I had Guts, as my honorable mention.
Oh, wait. You guys didn't have... Oh, my God. First of all, great picks. My God, my hat off to you, sir. But what was that fucking game with that hot-ass girl? Here's the slime game. You got slime.
Figure it out.
You're thinking of Summer Sanders.
Yeah.
Summer Sanders.
Yeah, she was like a swimmer.
Yeah, that's not a bad call anyway, as well. If you are a regular listener, you can contribute.
Follow us on LNO and reply to our poll with your three.
Yeah, tell us who won.
I do.
Well, this week I'm going to start this party since I won last week, but we'll get to you soon, Zulu. Don't worry. We're doing a Super Bowl, snacks.
What would you want to bring to the party?
Yeah, Super Bowl foods for the house party. I'm going to go ahead and tee it off. My bronze this week is, it's a little bit vague, but charcuterie. Everybody loves a nice meat and cheese platter. So started with charcuterie. Ooh. Yeah, it's a little fancy, but don't worry. I'll really dumb it down here in a second. No one can dispute it. It's salted meats and nice cheeses. It's fantastic. Class A.
Yeah, but it's just not something that you're like, hey, I'm going to Super Bowl, so I have some charcuterie.
Man, I hope somebody brings that C-word. I think the wording is putting you off.
Yeah,
if I said meat and cheese platter, would that do better?
Yeah, just call it what it is.
I'm hanging out with a bunch of hillbillies. what's it called? My silver is a hillbilly treat. In fact, it's pigs in a blanket. Who the fuck doesn't love a crescent roll with a smile?
I had that as a sleeper pick, you cocksucker.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Oh, man, the pigs in a blanket.
Hey, nice pick, though.
That's a hot one.
Thank you. Shout out to Madison. She helped me pick that one. I'm glad to know that I stole one from you.
Yeah, you better think of one fast. Yeah, he couldn't think of three on his own, so he had to get help on one of them.
There we go. Yeah.
Way to go.
Buffalo chicken dip. What's up? I like the combination, and then you get the chicken wing without the effort, and then you get to add some cheese to it.
Yeah, that's my thing about the wing is the cleanup.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot cleaner with a crostini. You know, you just dip that shit in there, And you can have blue cheese on top, so you get all of it. And I understand that, you know, there's other dips that give you all of the bites as well. But I feel like this is pairing not only the best dip, which is anything with cheese, and buffalo chicken, which is one of the best football foods. So it's hard to dispute a buffalo chicken dip. And I don't think you're going to hear any complaints from anybody's comments tonight. I think everyone's going to love all this food.
You're overselling. This is classic oversell at this point.
That's the best dip in the world.
He's overselling it. He's not very confident in his pick.
No, nobody goes from here to the Twitter. Everyone just goes and clicks on a poll because it's on Twitter. So yeah. I may be safe in that fact.
You might be, but yeah, you're overselling it at this point.
But
yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're not team buff chick, then you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
everyone loves a good buff chick.
Speaking of which, guess who just got second choice to go and speak his mind?
DVD.
All right, let's go.
That's what happens when you help me out.
I try.
So I'll go with the bronze. I'm going to start out with some queso, but your classic queso. I'm talking Velveeta and Rotel and some sausage thrown in there. I mean, that's good stuff all day. I mean, no one hates that, right?
That's just classic. We're right down the middle, dude.
My question is, I don't know if this is a Southern thing or not, but we call it Tuesday's dip or crack dip, where you do the cream cheese, the sausage, and the Rotel tomatoes instead of Velveeta cheese.
Never heard of that. That's too much.
I didn't know what that was.
Where are you from again? Meridian?
Yeah. No. Who are you?
Meridian? Where are you from? I'm seriously asking.
Sorry, go ahead.
Don't step on my bronze there, all right? Classic queso. Don't bring your, you know, whatever you brought in here.
I didn't know if that was the same thing.
So, silver, I'm going to go with some bacon-wrapped jalapenos.
Ooh.
Yeah, little veggies. I mean, not many people get veggies during the Super Bowl, so.
How many are you bringing, though? Because that's probably some greens in there.
What's that?
How many are you bringing, though? Because that's probably go fast.
I'm talking about like a personal platter.
Oh, okay. It's going to be like that.
I don't know. I mean, you probably need like what? 4 or 5?
More than that.
Okay. You need like.
Personally?
You probably need 20 total. Or I'm 30 talking personal.
He's only bringing them for himself, though.
BBD, that's not going to help your cause, man. This is a potluck party.
Party.
Well, I'm probably not hanging out with any of these people.
I can trip somebody up.
Let's see what his gold is.
My gold, I've got chili cheese fries. A little wild card there. But, I mean, who hates a good chili cheese fry, right?
Yeah,
no, it's hard to hate on the chili cheese fry, but this is a question I bring to the matter. Are you making these fries? Are you baking them? Or are you bringing in fries from like Mickey D's and adding your own chili and cheese? Because I'm curious how you're going to break this down.
I'm worried about being soggy.
Real quick. And if you bake them, I mean, I feel you may be losing. Man,
you better be bringing a fry daddy.
I was not expecting this conversation, but now that we're having it.
A lot of pot.
I mean, are you buying?
I was just thinking chili cheese fries sounded good. I didn't know how I was making them or bringing them, but.
Well, but you got to think about that.
It's all about the preparation.
I mean, if it's at your house and you got a fry daddy and you got all the ingredients, great. But if you're bringing chili cheese fries to someone's house pre-made, I mean, that's just going to be a congealed thing of shit after.
Or you could be going to a bar to watch the Super Bowl party.
And you order them.
Chili cheese fries, in that case, that's pretty cool.
But that's not the theme of the season. Yeah. If that's the case, I'm getting mozzarella sticks every time. But at the same time, as you don't bring mozzarella sticks to a party because they harden quick and you can't fry them in-house.
All right, I'm sticking.
This is our first rodeo.
I mean, we're not saying change it, but we're just...
I'll eat them, too.
Oh, I'm not going to change
I'm still going to eat them.
With a fork? Fuck yeah.
It's all right. We may have had some disputes about BVDs, but let's hear Phil's.
All right. Coming in the bronze, it's got to be 7-layer dip, but there's a caveat. It's got to be in the shape of a football field.
Ooh.
You have to do it's all. I talked about preparation. It's got to be prepped like that.
What are the goalposts made out of?
Cheese.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Or celery. Zulu, what do you think about 7-layer dip? Is this a Southern thing as well, or do y'all eat that stuff up there?
Oh, no. 7-layer dip's huge, dude.
Yeah.
It's huge everywhere.
I'm just trying to incorporate him in the conversation, man.
Well, don't go like lazy bones. Like, you know, you can give him something else.
Why would you think that's a southern thing?
I don't know. Apparently, crack dip is. And I'm
no, that is a wherever
that's,
you
I've
were
never
from
heard of
thing.
Crack dip, but I'm from the South.
Yeah, that's wherever you're from. That's why I was asking that question a minute ago.
No, anyway.
That's all right.
But anyway.
Silver going with buffalo wings.
Okay.
That's all reliable. I love it. Yeah. I can't back it enough.
Any flavors or just straight buffalo?
Hot.
Okay.
I go with hot.
Do you have a sleeper sauce that you want to give the folks out there in case maybe someone brings buffalo chicken dip and you want to bring something that can wow them instead of buffalo wings?
Something a little different, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes a flavor on the wing that anybody can do will set you apart from just your average snack.
And are you buying these wings? Are you making these wings?
Are you frying them or baking them?
Frying them.
Okay, I like your style.
There's too many stipulations.
You can grill them.
We've been doing this for a while, and again, we're talking about dank ass super.
I mean,
We are asking a lot of questions. Sleep.
I've got no
getting hungry.
Other suggestion besides hot buffalo sauce.
I back it.
All right, ranch or blue cheese, celery or carrot.
Celery.
I'm all celery.
Ranch like and celery all day.
I mean, I'd go with blue cheese.
Ooh, I'm with Phil on the blue cheese. Zulu, I heard you say you're a ranch. Are you a celery or a carrot?
But I can definitely enjoy me some ranch.
I'm with you.
Hey, fun fact.
Celery. They're both very good, but you got to go with wings, especially. You got to go with celery.
Yeah. One time I ate blue cheese thinking it was ranch, and I didn't realize it till I was done. They're kind of similar,
but at the same time, you could have been at a rundown place where it's just like Cisco shit.
Could be that too. Yeah, very well.
I also eat at those places.
If it would have had, it definitely didn't have any like chunks in it. Yeah, because if it would have, I'd have been like, "What the fuck is this shit?" I'm not an idiot. Well, I am, but
Phil, we like that pick. I think anyone in America is gonna like that pick. Well, let me hear what your gold is.
Gold, you know, it's definitely a regional thing from you know. Where we're from, down south, it's gonna be crawfish. You know, I love a good crawfish boil at a Super Bowl party. I mean, there's really nothing better.
I think our New Orleans listeners are gonna really appreciate that. And I've lived with Phil.
You do that every time. Yeah, he must really want to live with me.
I just look at both y'all across this stupid desk. What's it called? Anyway, Georgia. I agree. Crawfish is amazing.
It's too messy. It's too messy for parties.
And it's too messy, but you just take it outside and you have your table and you have the trash cans.
It's messy. It's as messy as chicken wings.
But it's not like you're doing it inside.
And then you can't touch your eyes or your face.
Oh, my
or
God.
Your
Shut the fuck
it's like,
up.
Oh, man. Now, look, I think that's awful.
We all love crawfish, but I feel a crawfish boil is like a thing that you do. Like, that's the day of, like, you do a crawfish boil where you drink beer and eat crawfish.
Crawfish isn't like crawfish football. Super Bowl party from where I'm from.
I love it.
I have actually.
Phil's like
not eat crawfish at all.
It's not gonna be much crawfish in Minneapolis this weekend.
I just like that Phil.
Okay, I'm not suggesting they have a fucking crawfish bowl in Minneapolis. I'm saying
you guys come with all these stipulations. So
in New Orleans, Louisiana. There will be people having crawfish boils during the Super Bowl.
I get it.
And it's probably going to be awesome.
I just like that you want to get as dirty as possible. Let's have chicken wings and then let's have fucking crawfish.
Everybody wear a long white t-shirt where you can buy
anywhere
in New Orleans.
Down, baby.
No, not a button down. Those long t-shirts that go to your knees that are at every gas station in New Orleans.
Are those for crawfish?
What are you talking about, sorority girls?
No. I'm talking about just making it a towel for your hands. You get buffalo wings, wipe your hands off. Crawfish, wipe your hands off. It's a $5 shirt, and it literally bags down to your knees. And they're everywhere in New Orleans.
What about you, darling? No, I'm kidding.
Hey, so Zulo, we're going to let you go next, seeing as you're not busy right now at all.
No.
Give me your bronze.
Okay,
your bronze?
So, I'm going bronze. I'm just going my old faithful. It's very much overlooked. I'm just going OG salsa and Tostitos chips. You show up with that, man, no one's going to shake their head. Very standard, very safe. I won't eat it. That's my bronze. I mean, you know, it's not going to turn any heads, but at the same time, people will enjoy it. And, you know, the heck of that guy brought it, you know?
What kind of Tostitos? You bring in scoops? You bring in the...
you don't bring that hint of lime shit, dude.
Oh, you better not fucking...
You got to go Tostitos scoops, dude.
Scoops.
They revolutionized the game.
There you go.
You saved yourself right there because I just saw Pierce. His face cuts his eye.
I fucking hate hint of lime, dude.
Hint of lime is the worst.
I do not understand.
What about a hint of jalapeno?
Ooh, that'd probably be pretty good. I've never had that.
I think they have that.
I do like jalapeno chips.
Do Pierce and I just shop at the same grocery stores because we haven't had the same stuff? Because that's the same time.
I shop at Safeway down the block.
Ah.
Shit,
I'm a King Supers guy, but that's not a bad bronze. Let me hear what you... it sounds like I stole one of yours, but let me hear what you got for silver, Zula.
All right, so yeah, so you took pigs in a blanket. I thought that was a great pick. That was going to be in my top three. Didn't know exactly what place I was giving it, but I'm going to go a little off the reservation here. I'm bringing a dessert. I'm bringing Oreo trifle to the party because that shit keeps, and it is the best dessert you'll ever have, and you'll be a fucking god when you bring up when you mean a truffle, right?
What did you say it was?
Oreo trifle.
Oreo trifle or what truffle? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like
can brownies you just... and pudding and Cool Whip and crushed Oreos in a fucking layer, and it is. I mean, it's honestly my favorite.
That sounds fucking trifle
of all time.
It's three.
Wow. Oh, okay. Boom. Yeah, that's pretty strong. That's your goal?
I've never heard of that, but that sounds pretty fucking good.
Don Marzullo would make those all day, right?
It's amazing. It's just, Zulo, I'm going to need you to text me that so I can get that in.
That's amazing.
Chocolate pudding and fucking crushed Oreos. It is unbelievable.
Boom. Wow. That sounds like a winner.
That does sound strong. Was that your gold or was that just your silver?
You know what? It could have been gold, but I didn't want to go dessert for gold because I feel like the Super Bowl party is not really about dessert.
I totally disagree. You're welcome. But okay.
Wait, Zula, that's fantastic. Go ahead and continue your gold. Pierce was chirping.
So I'm going. This is what I bring whenever I show up to a party. I'm not bringing a bottle of wine anymore. This is what I've done the last maybe 4 years as I've matured. In my mid to late 20s, I'm bringing a fucking shrimp cocktail platter, and I'm turning some heads.
Nice.
That is so fancy and sophisticated.
Dude, that is a great way to.
That's fancier than the charcuterie.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna catch some guff for being. That's well played.
I love it because that's a great. I wouldn't eat any of it because I'm not into the seafood game. But holy fuck, if somebody walked in with like 65 shrimp, I'd be like, that dude is a fucking baller. Hell yeah!
No, let me ask you. That's well played. I think you
100%.
And guys,
God.
And guys, can I be clear here? It doesn't have to be high. I'm talking something you can even buy at a supermarket. This is a fucking pre-made frozen shrimp with the cocktail sauce. It's straight gas.
Love it.
I backed the shit out of it. That's a well played, and I bet you are probably the only one. You didn't snake anyone, so I do apologize for stealing the pigs. But it sounds like you rounded out really well. So, well done, BVD. Zula. I appreciate you contributing.
I will throw in this.
Okay.
This weekend, I'm definitely going to have a Philly cheesesteak with Wiz.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't put that on your list. That shouldn't have been something that you'd bring because the Phillies, that's your honorable mention,
well,
I guess.
That's not something that's at your everyday.
Yeah, well, I'm
an idiot.
As well as the Eagles don't regularly run across the Super Bowl, so that's fair. But Pierce has not been able to contribute his.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Like, let's go. And nobody's really taking any of mine.
That's a good sign for you.
I know. So I feel pretty good. So on my bronze, I'm going to do the white queso. You know, I know that fucking Velveeta shit is some Bush League stuff. But anyway, I'm going to go with the white queso, that real Mexican shit. I'm going to bring some chips with it.
Now, that's one thing you don't see that out here. Like, in Denver, I don't know if you have this problem, Zulo, but we have the problem of... You can't find actual white queso in Denver, so it's almost problematic.
We found it somewhere the other day, but I think that was just dumb luck.
It's not regular. So, like, it's kind of a process.
Yeah. I think, like, it's hit or miss, and I feel like you have to ask. But, but I would buy that fucking tub of it at the grocery store. I'd bring it over, pop it in the microwave. People would go nuts over it. That's my bronze. Silver, I'm going to bring the party platter of Bird Call chicken tenders. Fuck yeah. I mean, if you don't like bird call, I don't like you. And I mean, if I'm somewhere where there's not a bird call, I'm probably going to get the Chick-fil-A, if I had to guess.
Is bird call only in Denver?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's a local thing. Now, for gold, I don't know why you thought you couldn't put dessert at gold. I thought I was going to be the only person with the dessert. But I'm bringing some double fudge brownies with pecans. I'm also going to bring some vanilla ice cream, because, people like ice cream with their brownies and fudge. So, that's me.
Hey, Zulo.
Yo.
He actually contributed a dessert as well. Do you have a take on someone bringing brownies and trying to one-up you in the gold spot? I mean, y'all are vying for almost
Everybody that goes Team Sweet or Team Sultry.
Okay, okay. Unless there's fucking weed in those brownies, that guy has no chance to be my Oreo trifle. Come on, dude.
I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't even know what an Oreo trifle was. Yeah,
I don't either, but it sounds amazing.
But now that I know, Oreo trifle
on your fucking phone, and you'll fucking get fully torqued thinking about eating it. Come on.
I mean, I heard you describe it, and I already am fully torqued, so let's go.
Yeah, people are excited. Good. People are fucking stoked over it. But anyway, yeah.
I think honestly, if you go to a lot of parties, you can kind of work in that niche of being the dessert guy, you know? It's not a bad place to be.
You gotta be, yeah.
I mean, I think you're gonna take 40% of the votes.
Well, you gotta look at
people that are sweets fans over the people that want the unhealthy shit we volunteered. So,
okay.
I mean, you may win some votes strictly because you threw it in there and we didn't.
We'll see. You got to look at it this way, too. Like, the dessert's the last thing people eat, so it's the last thing they remember. So, like, oh, man, who made these food? Who brought these brownies? That person is a fucking champ. So that's why, you know, you got to bring the dessert. So it's like, nobody's going to be like, oh, kid to dip with that buffalo chicken was so great. You remember it? No. I remember those fucking brownies and that Oreo trifle. That's what I remember, baby.
It sounds like you hang out with bland tasting people.
I eat like a child, dude.
You eat like fucking hamburgers plain and chicken tenders.
Yeah, I'm never taking food advice
from someone that eats like my 12-year-old cousin.
Look, I'm just saying, that does look pretty good.
We got a picture of an Oreo trifle up right now.
The Oreo trifle is winning.
Okay.
I might give you the W in this one, bro.
Yeah, I mean the classy shrimp really capped it off and took it for me too. Like
that was
unexpected.
As a first time guest, you've almost earned yourself a second invite.
I think he loses points for having it as a silver.
Well, the Oreo thing. Yeah. I mean, that's
the shrimp cocktail's a strong goal.
The shrimp cocktail's a strong play. That's what I was saying. I mean. Yeah.
How does the voting work? Do they have, like, my goal? Like, so, friends, what if silver gets the most votes? That's clearly the winner. You know, I don't have to be lumped together.
All of your votes are lumped together. It's not like you're going to have the best silver of everybody. Get real here, Zulo. What kind of operation do you think we're running?
As a first time guest, I feel
that you've earned a second time invite to come compete in another podium in the future. But at the same time, we have to let the voters decide.
I wanted to put on an all-star performance just to get invited back.
Yeah,
we'll add you to the list. We have George Walker Bush on the list. You know, we have some really prestigious folks, but we hope to have you back soon. Oh.
Hey guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to be on the podcast. We covered some very important topics tonight. Let's get real. It's all about Sunday. Let's go, Pat.
We're not done. Calm the fuck down.
I wish you the best of luck, but I mean, let's get real. You need more than luck, dude. You need a new team. So anyway, with that being said, you guys rock on, have a good night, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Peace.
See ya.
Later, boys.
Let's get into the last segment of the night.
I mean, he probably wasn't prepared for this anyway.
It's not a big deal. It's called hash time. We used to call it volume shots or shot clock. It's when we incorporate the Amazon voice recognition software. I'm not going to call her by name, but
that was so smart of you. I'm impressed.
Thank you. But we're going to throw the timer on for 24 seconds, and then what we're going to do is you have to get your spiel of whatever you missed this evening, get it in the content before we close up shop. So we'll go ahead and we'll go reverse table. Pierce, I'll let you lead the party.
Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
All right, so at first I was like, all right, it's pretty cute. UCF's calling themselves the national champions, but the other day they're dancing around at the Pro Bowl wearing national championship shirts. Like, go fuck yourselves. Putting that shit out on Twitter. Like, I'm really sick of this at this point. Alabama, Damian Harris tweeted, "These pictures are live. Where can I find one of y'all holding the trophy?" Super sick burn. Points, Bama. Fuck UCF. You're not a national champion. Shut up.
That was well played. I think you got the shot off.
Alexa, off.
Well played. I think you got that shot off. That was nicely done right there. We're starting to figure it out. We're going to call it the hash time, similar to your last shot. You get 24 seconds. Can you tie the buzzer? If not, beat it. Phil, what you got this evening for us, Pierce?
Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
I got nothing on sports this week. I'm just going to talk about my beloved hometown of New Orleans, which is, you know, an amazing city, but it's so incredibly flawed at the same time. And just last week, they cleared out all the storm drains and found 96,000 pounds of beads.
Alexa, off.
That's a lot of beads.
96,000 pounds.
What do you think the last time they cleaned it out was? Like, is this a yearly thing?
Before the hurricane?
Fuck no.
Man, that is insane.
That is, I can't even, like, fathom how to, like,
how many truckloads of beads is that?
Or, like, how you find that, do you have something that pushes through pipes, like, everywhere, and you just find beads everywhere? Like,
I don't know.
I feel like they all collect at a couple of points.
Yeah, like, just somewhere where
there's, like some hot spots.
Grates. That's fucking, I mean, I can believe it 100%.
Sure.
Yeah. Shout out to New Orleans. Killer. It's a good time.
It's a lovely place to live.
There you go. There you go. Well, I like that 24 shot clock. BVD, you ready?
Let's do it.
Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
I mean, no offense to, you know, our recent discussion, but I mean, the only thing that's going on this week is Super Bowl. Super Bowl media week. Today, Nick Foles got in front of the media, and I mean, you can't help but root for the fucking guy. He's just, you know, he's one of those guys that you just, like, you don't expect to go to the Super Bowl, and he's playing for his daughter. And he actually teared up and started crying today, so, you know, he's humble.
He's a good guy.
We're ready to go, and I believe in Nick.
Alexa off.
Oh, shit. What? I think Kevin Love has a broken hand.
No. Oh, bummer.
So that's breaking news on ESPN while I'm recording Loud and Obnoxious. Hate that for the list and anybody on that.
Hey, that's a rough spot for the Cavs, huh?
Like, they gotta, no, those players are going to be happy about that.
What, oh, because they hate K-Love? Y'all still think that's a thing?
I think K-Love's got to be the most happy about it. He's like, I don't have to fucking play with these guys.
Deal with these fucking clowns. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Skip, you gonna close it up?
I'll go ahead and close it up.
All right, Alexa, set the timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
Similar to what Phil said, I'm going to go in the opposite direction of sports. I recently was at a liquor store where I bought a 15-pack of 12-ounce Budweiser's for the same price as a 12-pack of Budweiser bottles. I asked why that happened. It turns out because of the recent sales decrease for Budweiser and Bud White, they will start contributing 3 extra beers to our 12-packs for the exact same price. Hoo-yah.
Alexa off. Man, that was pretty good, Skip.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty good at the 24-second
shot. Did you practice that before?
Did
you
try that? I did, but I
totally. He totally did, because he had it word for word.
I found it. I literally found out when I went to the liquor store before we came here. Shout out to our boys at Shinesty for paying for the 15-pack. No longer a 12-pack. Revolutionary move by Anheuser-Busch. Get ahead of the curve. Cut the fucking profits. Give a little bit more beer back to the consumer. And for the same price other people are giving 12 packs away, you're giving 15. So if you're doing a party pack, then you have a little bit more to share with your friends. If you're those guys that start drinking 7 a.m. Budweiser's until game time in the middle of the day for SEC football, you got a couple of extra bricks before you have to go back to the liquor store. So shout out to my guys at Budweiser for thinking about just your average Joe. I appreciate it. We're thinking about you too.
Man, that was like a minute and 24 seconds.
Well, the backup was just fantastic, but I nailed it before the shot clock.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. You did pretty good.
I think that's pretty much the episode for this week. So, yeah, I appreciate you all listening.
Hold on. Phil's got Kevin Love news. Let's break it. Oh, confirmed. He's like Woj, but he's Phil. Phil's our version of Woj.
I'm watching the bottom line while we're podcasting.
Yeah,
one of us has to be able to read, and Phil's that guy.
Phil's got it.
I can multitask.
The Louisiana guy.
I think that technically means we're the first reporter, right?
Yeah, breaking news. Besides yeah, we're ESPN. Totally the first.
The first podcast. Well,
yeah, but they don't count.
The first podcast.
That does sports somewhat events.
Nah, just exclude all that other shit. But we do appreciate you listening, and don't forget to go read our other blogs and stuff. Go look at the shop at hashsports.com. Like we said, shout out to our dudes over at Shinesty. And then, of course, don't forget to go rate, subscribe, and review us. 5 stars, complimentary stuff. Tell Phil how pretty he looks tonight with his hair combed. But besides that, we appreciate you. Dude, nice. Besides that, we appreciate you listening, and we'll see y'all next week.
Ribs.
Flag was fly. Who dat?
Hail State.